They want universal basic income as well, because then they can just fucking rape people.
Yeah.
It'd be like a system of like, oh, if you're not a good boy, we'll just take your money.
Yeah.
And they can just control everyone. Universal basic income has been the plan for a long time. One world currency, one world government, universal basic income, complete control, world domination without violence. It's pretty genius, but
they're actually pulling it off, which is pretty scary.
Against UBI in all circumstances? Because I'm not against it.
You know
why
UBI
on...
falls apart? It's actually pretty good. It's pretty solid because it would end stuff like homelessness and whatever. But people would just use it to get fucked up and all day. I know what people are like.
Yeah.
And do you know the other thing? Here's what happens, right? You give the whole world the same wage. You go, everyone, I know what they give, but let's just say 50,000 USD to everybody all year, right? The bummy people who are currently bums go, oh, great, I can just get fucked up all day. I can have sex, I can drink, and I can watch TV and whatever, right? They just continue as they are. They just spend their money. People like us who are ambitious go, what, you're going to give me 50k? Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a business. So then the world just does that anyway. It would just be back to type. It would give it 10 years. It would just go back to type. And it would just fall apart. You'd have this exact same thing.
It's just nature.
Because people are people.
Yeah, you couldn't stop that.
You couldn't stop the nature of people. That's why it would never work.
Yeah,
it will work for the bums. And that's why they're trying to get all bums on one island. It would be Bum Island, that's what the UK is going to be.
Yeah.
Mark my words, Bum Island coming soon. To a country not near me.
But see, to go back to what you were saying earlier about, like, basically the UK is forcing anyone who's got businesses, millionaires, to leave.
Yeah.
The second order consequence of that is then the culture that they would create then leaves as well, which then, like, stops filtering into more people and stuff. And then it's like, well, the only culture that's left is just, oh, why would I work when I can just make the same money on benefits? And then it's like there's nothing else to push back against that.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just leaving to like Dubai or...
Well, it's kind of happening now because it's like the large majority of the UK is on benefits now.
Mm. What people are going to Italy.
Yeah. In Italy they have like cap tax. I think they increased from 200 to 300k now.
Okay.
So no matter how much you make...
Oh, right. You pay for his grand, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's...
Right.
Have you seen what they're doing in Estonia? If you've got a business, right, set up a holding company in Estonia and then... The holding company will own your other companies, 100% of the shares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, what they do in Estonia is every penny that you reinvest back into the business is untaxable.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just reinvest everything back into the business for years and years, not get taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the holding company owns all the shares and you just get paid the dividends,
you
can basically just avoid taxes forever. As long as you get a residency somewhere half decent. Like even Spain with the Beckham law, because you just pay yourself less than 500k and it's going to tax you basically nothing. For the first 5 years, you basically cheat the system, especially if you balanced Estonia with the UAE. You basically got no taxes and a full-fledged business that is very strong and protected via liability with courts and stuff, because they wouldn't be able to track it, trace it. So I mean, that's the system that everyone needs to put in play right now.
What's the Beckham law?
The Beckham law is that I think if you're an expat or something like that, it was to do with David Beckham. But if you're like almost a nomad that's living in Spain but you're from a different nationality or something like that, you can earn up to 500,000 tax free or something like that, or on a lower tax rate or something like that. It was created so we don't get taxed twice, basically, by the UK and Spain, because that's what he was going to get. He didn't want to give up his residency because he was up for an OBE, he was up for a knighthood and all this shit. He wanted to be Sir David Beckham, and he was like, if I lose all that shit and what I'm promised in the future from giving up my residency, I'm fucked. So they came up with the Beckham law, literally created a law to protect him, I think, from what I gather. But it's pretty cool.
I heard from, I think it's Naval Capitalist who talked about it.
Yeah.
He said it was very difficult to get it in real life. Like you need some very specific conditions.
Really?
Like maybe a footballer, for example, could get it. But it's like, as always, it's in Europe, so they're not going to give you free benefits like that for nothing.
It was a proof of burden. You just have to show that you do have a role within a company.
Mm.
It's really weird. Because they said to me, they went, what's your job? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I actually don't know. And I came downstairs, I said to the boys in the house, I was like, I don't know what to put on the description. I was like,
CEO. I was like on Tinder.
Yeah, they were like, what do you actually do these days?
I'm going to shoot lads.
It's really strong.
Right.
Yeah, I might do the same actually. My head's getting cold. Oh, what is it, like 10?
Yeah.
Go to bed. Should we get the cover on?
Yeah. It's probably a good thing.
Where's the cover? Is that it?
Yeah.
That would keep it. I was like, oh Jesus, mate, that is just pure ice.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fuck! That was so dumb.
Great. What about the Northern Ice?
Oh, that was impressive. We got some of the best photos we've ever seen. That was impressive. One of the funniest moments of my life, sat in there, Northern Lights, run around the corner, go and see it, freezing cold, run back in there, just
peak experience, peak male experience. We'll have to do more trips like this.
Shit, I'm bringing leaves in.
What do we do, like 4 hours out there?